So, where do we start? So, let me start with a few practical aids. I don't know. Just helps me a little bit. First of all, I mentioned this. For slichos, that sometimes, you know, a person feels basically that when he's davening, you know, he's saying such powerful words, he has to be feeling those words. If he doesn't feel those words, you know, it really gets him. You know, if he's saying in davening, I always get to this one. Right? And all of a sudden, in the middle of davening, the Shemon Esrei, yeah, I think it's the Yom Kippur davening, but in Rosh Hashanah davening, you're saying, in the middle of davening, and you really have a hard time just paying attention to the words. So it gives a person a sense of Yish. They basically feels, you know, I don't even know if I should bother paying attention to the words anymore, because I don't really feel what I'm saying anyways. And even though sometimes a person does feel it, but many times, and each person's different, but many times, a large part of davening depends on the year. Sometimes a person, one year can have a worse thing than another. Sometimes a person's tired. So a person feels like, you know, he's really just doing nothing now. It's like he promises a sense of despair. And this is what I decided for myself a long time ago, which helps me. And Baruch Hashem, this Rosh Hashanah, Hagam, I don't feel like enough kavana, but I didn't have this problem. Person should just be makabel, you know, it's always you have to makabel like something clear. One thing a person try to makabel or try to do, forget makabel, but just try to pay attention to the words. Don't worry, you know, as much, because it's not in your control always, how much emotion you have. It's not possible really. I'll let you prepare yourself before Yom Kippur. Try as hard to have kavanah on Yom Kippur. But bottom line, sometimes you put a lot of pressure on yourself and it just doesn't come. The guy next to you is crawling away. Or you hear from the back, and you push it, feel, and it's halavai. Halavai we should be crying whole Yom Kippur. Halavai we should cry those loud sobs once on Yom Kippur. But sometimes you're middle Shemoneh Esrei and the guy in the back is sobbing, and you feel like you're too sensitive. You don't have any emotions in what you're saying. But kavod just to say the words slowly, clearly, with intention. I don't feel it. The words themselves have a kayach in themselves, and you're saying it seriously, not faking it. You don't feel it, but you know obviously that, you know, that you're standing in front of Hashem and that your tefillos are important. Don't make yourself. Don't give up or make yourself crazy, you know, whether you're feeling it or whether you're crying. Just one thing. Kavod on yourself. I'm going to dive into the tefillah. I'm going to try to pay attention to each word and what the word means. I don't feel it. I'm saying very powerful words. I don't feel it. Okay, this is something very special. A person could dive in a whole Yom Kippur paying attention to every word. You know, it's worth a lot. No, a person should try to bring himself to tears. But sometimes, and a lot of times, at least most of the time, because it's a long day, it's impossible. You always move yourself to tears. You should try to move yourself to tears, but don't make it. If I can't, then okay, I'm just wasting my time. I'm not doing anything. I feel like 2 cents. Don't worry about the guy next to you. Just try to pay attention to the words and do your best. Just do your best. I had it the whole Rosh Hashanah. I had someone next to me that was not much better than me. Probably he was. I do my best. Let's just do his best. I find it hard. We, you know, speaking to Rabari before about this, that it's hard to say the Hashem Nubaganu. We say it many times, starting from Mincha, four Shemoneh Esrei, 5 times. So Hashem Nubaganu, and then we say Achei Chachatanu Lano. It's very hard to concentrate each time. Imagine you just spent a few minutes ago, the last one, right, focusing on your zilzul of your kibbutz aim, and now you can go ahead a zilzul. It's very difficult. It's come out of pot. I don't know how any person could 5 times in a row have tremendous kavana by every ashamnu, by every achet. And then you say, okay, but do your best as many as you can. But then it becomes very hard. You know, oh, this one I had kavana last time, let's skip it. you know, becomes very difficult. Because you're sort of like overwhelmed by how much kavanah you have to have for every time you say al chayt. And what I did do for myself, I don't know if it's mutter, but what I did for myself, and it's mutter, I'll tell you why. All these things are not maximum. I'm not saying not to cry. I'm saying at least have kavanah on the words, and that's important. But at least what I'd like to do is I divide. I forgot my division exactly. Everyone can divide it differently. I divide either starting from mincha or starting from ma'ariv. Maybe even start from mincha. I divide the achet and hashamus throughout the Shemoneh Esrei, except for Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah will go for all, but Ne'ilah is also shorter. But from mincha till mincha Yom Kippur, I try to do is I divide. Let's say the first time it's all of the hashamus or half the hashamus. I forgot the division. So you want to come to me later, and if you don't figure it out for yourself. And then al-chayt, there's a very divided by the, you know, there's the al-kula and al-kaslichas. So I'm a kabbal, mincha, to have kavanah on the first chelek of things. And those ones I'm going to do very slowly and think about what I did wrong. Again, try your best. You don't feel it, you're not bitter, talk about this, but just do your best with it. Don't give up, it's all or nothing. Just do your best. Then the next one, as we take the first set of al-chayts, and the next set, and then those al-chayts, I'm going to say very slowly. And then the third Shmonesrei, the next set of al-chayts, I'm going to do very slowly. And the Mela, therefore you're guaranteed, if you know you only have 15 or so statements to work on, you're not overwhelmed. You could do it through slowly. And then the next Shmonesrei, you're not achrai, so to say, to go through all the shamus as well. You'll obviously go through them, but first of all, you already went through the shamu one last time, so it'll help you get through it a little quicker. But you won't go through it as well. You'll spend more time on the next set of al-chayt. And you could spend all the time on each one, for me it's too much. But this way you're guaranteed to go slowly in a consistent fashion, in an organized fashion, which ones I'm going to focus on and go very slowly and think what I did wrong and spend a lot of time on, and the rest. I mean, if a person can do it every Shemoneh Esrei, fine. But, you know, a person can do everything. But then the rest you'll go through a little quicker. You're not mechuyev, so to say. It's not your Kabbalah, you know, to go through those very slowly. It helps me a lot. I don't know if... Okay, just two points, etzos. So you come to start, you'll start learning, I start looking at Shari Tshuva today. So the Iker Arishon, I mean, the Iker Arishon in the steps of Tshuva, the first one is Charata. This person should have remorse, should regret what he did. It's not easy for us to have charata. It's very hard for us to have charata. We probably should take our time, you know, the next few days, maybe a few minutes a day, you know, try to mirror ourselves to feel charata.
How do you feel charata? Like
if a person tries to just think seriously about, you know, it's like the Bali Musa used to do. You start thinking about Olam Haza is just the entrance way to Olam Haba. Think about it. Olam Haza is, it's hard. You have to be in the mood. You have to get yourself, you know, sometimes you'll try, it won't work. You know, before I sang myself out Tira, it helped. It helped move me a little bit. Just to help get that charata, you feel that charata, that just to remind ourselves that this world is just, our purpose is to do mitzvahs and the time we wasted and the averus we've done is a tremendous, tremendous loss. Like he says, later, if a person lost all his money, you know, how much bitterness, how much feeling of sadness. We have to start thinking what we lost by the averus we've done. We could also start, certain averus are easier to have. One of the reasons why they have a hard time with charata, perhaps, is certain things are a little bit very big, like lashon hara. Charata is like lashon hara. So you could think about the avera, but also you're sort of confronted by the fact that, am I going to really never say lashon hara again? which I'll talk about in a second. But let's start thinking about, we could start with Charata. We're thinking about things we've done in the past that we've changed already, and we've changed already, and we know we did wrong. And we know it's a terrible shud that we did those things. Person, Chas V'Shalom watched television, yeah. So, person thinks himself, what losses, what terrible time I wasted, what type of bad things I saw besides the chait, besides the Gehenna, but what if I influence on my ruchnias? We have no clue how we're so limited in our ruchnias because we've seen so many things that hurt us. So those things, whatever each person, teenager Gasa, that he's overcome already. So those things you can start trying to think. Yishav Charata. You also point out, I the person did tshuva on that, let's say last Yom Kippur. He was misvad on that last Yom Kippur. So the Shulchan Aruch, Bernstein found it for me. The Shulchan Aruch says that a person, even though he was misvad already on those sins last Yom Kippur, and he did tshuva, and he let's say he's fixed it, and he was misvad last Yom Kippur. I'm sure the Rambam says the Shulchan Aruch he should still do vida again. And the Shulchan Aruch says, which the Rambam says, it's a makar. I raise a mishuvah. Probably from Gemara also. I raise a mishuvah. Says it's praiseworthy. What? This praise. If he says vida again on things that he already was misvad on last Yom Kippur.
Let's say, meaning that he didn't.
If he did already, Zichah's got a new thing to do vida. Even on Averis that he didn't do recently, before last Yom Kippur.
If he feels bad and does tshuva on something, and then and Yom Kippur comes, and then like he whatever, and then a couple of days later he does it over, does he lose out on the tshuva that he did, or is it?
It's a good shayla. It's a good shayla. Maybe we'll get back to you, shayla. We'll get back to you, shayla. It's a good shayla. But
yeah,
it's a good show.
We discussed the
show today. Oh, yeah? What? But Lachara, we could taina very, very likely for most of us, it's not Bechlal the Gedda Reza Meshuvah. Most of us, it's very likely we didn't do a full vidoy, a full tshuva. Even a person watched TV. Not watching TV is not a full tshuva. It's just, you did a Kabbalah asin, but you didn't really have a charata necessarily. The more mature we are.
TV and you used to watch TV, believe me. You feel bad about it, not doing it. If you're not doing it, there's a big reason why.
Anyway, so if for you it's a reason, Meshuvah, but on many Averis that we've done in the past, we've not necessarily been doing it to a charata either. So Bechlal reason Meshuvah, it could be a reason Meshuvah is if you know you did a proper vidoy, proper charata. If you have a suffix, then it's more than a reason Meshuvah. Then the Sama, we're obliged, or Mechiv, to Mesvad, to overpass the Tav. So, getting back, if we're thinking about charata, maybe it's helpful to think about things in the beginning. We're thinking before Yom Kippur, think about things that we've overcome. Because those are easier to realize that I'm past it now, but what a waste. And what a terrible thing I did. I think it's a little bit easier to have charat on those things than on the things that we really haven't overcome yet. Because to start with. Start with things that you've done, overcome, and then get to things that you have to work on, having charat on things that you have to work on. But to start with things that you have to work on, it's a little bit more of a challenge because you know that you're not necessarily ready to overcome it. I'm just saying, when we think before, spend a few minutes thinking before Yom Kippur, I'm not about on Yom Kippur, also even before Yom Kippur, you're thinking about having charata, think about things that you did in the past that you overcame, not just things that you didn't overcome. People sit down usually, I have to work on Lashon Hara, I have to work on this, I have charata, I spoke Lashon Hara, and then they're stuck with the point that there might that there's a shikl fake there because, well, 2 minutes later a guy comes over to you, knew what happened. But things that you really overcame, I think
You can even say, I'm sorry, I sinned, blah, blah, blah. You could do it in English, too.
Is that it?
It's better in Hebrew, probably. Okay.
Not in English.
Oh, okay.
It's in English. It's good. So, the main thing I wanted to speak to is the next part. The Ikar Rishon in the Shara Tshuva is Harata. I was just suggesting maybe we should start with Harata on Averis that we overcame. Try to see if you can regret that. I think it's a little bit easier to regret that than things you haven't overcome yet. Or whatever, if it works, whatever it is for you. But either way, it's something to keep in mind. The Averis in the past also, there should be Vidoy on. And then this Ikar Hasheni, the next step of Shara Tshuva is Azivas HaChet, is leaving the Chet. And here, as with Nisus Hisharim, I have this problem. Once I reach Ikar Hasheni, Azivas HaChet, I end up closing the Shara Tshuva because I can't get past it. To a certain extent, I can't get past it. Because Azivas HaChet, leaving the Chet. And he talks about doing Tshuva, if you still have the Chet in your hand, it's like taking a Sharet and going to the Mikvah. So what happens to us on Yom Kippur? I think every person gnaws at that during the Achet. Achet shechatam afanacha, v'zil zaharim amarim. Oh, I'm so sorry that I didn't disrespect my parents. Even if he feels some regret, but I think it always haunts a person. Now I'm going to really be respectful. Or now I'm really not going to speak Lashon Hara. Or now I'm really not going to bow to Torah. Now I'm really not going to say a brach without kavanah. Now I'm really not going to do this. LMI, fine. No, I'm going to continue, but I feel bad I did it. Is it a contradiction? To a certain extent it is. If you felt really, really bad, you probably would stop. But in Lamaisa, it does eat at us to a certain extent. I'm not saying not to have kavanah l'chaitz, but Lamaisa, I'm trying to just address just this issue. To a certain extent, it's very difficult. Achaitz ha'katanu for this. You know how many achaitz we say? So many. Bishlemi, we said one, two, I work on. We've got 100 things. 150 things I'm gonna fix after Yom Kippur. That's it. I'll become Rosh Hashanah Merabach overnight. So I think the real answer in Azivas HaChet in the practical sense. So first I want to say two things. It's not like this. First of all, in Azivas HaChet, what we really have to do is we have to take a few areas. We can take a few areas and make a small kabbalah in those areas. If let's say me and David are, let's say I always, you know, bother David. I always annoy him. I talk to him not nicely. I steal from him. I beat him up. I do many terrible crimes against David. I come to David, forgive me. I say, you're going to stop? Stop. I can't just change all my bad habits overnight. But let's say I tell David like this. David, it's terrible what I do to you. I can't fix overnight. I can't fix myself overnight. I can tell you I will, and I'll just be lying. But, you should know, I will never go into your pocket. I'll never pickpocket. Not saying if you leave money around, I won't take it. I'll never pickpocket. Why is that more meaningful to David? Because it shows that I'm serious about change. And maybe, just maybe, if after a few months of not pickpocketing, maybe you won't take money off the table also.
Were you a pickpocketer before, and now you're saying that you're not going to
pickpocket? Yes, of course I was pickpocketing. Yes.
You're saying something like, I'm not
going to
kill
him. No. I'm sorry, I should explain. I was pickpocketing from him too. Besides all the other things. You're pretty smart. So therefore, I come to Kodesh Baruch, a person says, I don't daven with kavanah. The person says, Vidoy, Hashem, I didn't daven with kavanah. I feel bad, I wish I daven with kavanah. I wish I do. I wish I will. But will I? Let's say I tell Hashem, I'm not gonna just daven with it's all of a sudden daven a whole shmur, daven a whole tefillah. They'll say, you know, I think one of us here is famous for working on tefillah. I'll work on makavo, asurim. There are different ideas that a person could take, and it's not really for me to tell you what to do. I have to think about myself more. Person might be makabel to take a certain tefillah for a whole year. You might say, I'll take Ashrei or Aleinu or a Halukah a whole year. He might say, every week. You have to be very good to keep track of, keep write it down in Siddur, keep track. Every week I'll focus on a different Baruch Shmon Esrei. I think someone here did that. Or every week I'll take a different part of tefillah. Maybe even better, every week I'll learn, I'll study a different part of tefillah. Lashon Hara. I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara ever again. I can't say that. So, someone told me an idea. Said, I'll never speak about a certain person. because that person is very at a hard time. He's a hard time speaking Hashem. What I'm about, I'll avoid that person in conversation. It's a very good idea. Or I'll learn Hilchos Lashon Hara once a day.
Wonder if
Hilchos Lashon Hara tell you who you have to avoid. He doesn't have to tell you. Tell himself. What's the point? The point is that I'm leaving my chait. I am. It's a slow process, but I'm starting. I'm starting to change. And I want to tell you something. Why? I want to tell you about another important thing. It's not just, oh, I'm cutting out one of the 30 things. First of all, of course, the next year, or maybe even a month from now, if he can successfully do it, he'll add something. But even that, even if he won't add anything, let's say he says he'll do an ashrei the whole year. He's not going to be able to add. But you should know something. Something called an anchor. Every day he has a reminder that there's an importance to davening with kavanah. Every day, once a day at least, he loves Ashar. Once a day he says Ashi with kavanah. Once a day he says Ashi is pretty long, it's a big kabbalah. Once a day he says a brach and shorasim with kavanah. He has a reminder every day that I should be saying brach with kavanah. So not only did he change an improvement, and every improvement is a big thing. We don't value enough. We're always like all or nothing because, speaking about money, you say, guy's a billionaire. All right, what's $1 million? Chuck it. Every piece of rukmi is priceless. But besides the fact that I'm changing a little bit, eventually it has an influence on my whole attitude. It improves me a little bit. A little growth can bring to bigger growth. that's the only thing for myself I can think to be yaitzeh to some level the din of azivas achait, and you won't be able to do it for 100 aveiros. It's not shayach. I mean, it could be. For me, I don't know. I'm probably shayach, but I won't to not do 100 things. You won't do anything. But a few areas a person feels he needs work to seriously make a kabbalah and keep to it. How are you going to keep to it? You know. Maybe you should speak to a friend and you should be on top of each other, mekabel with a friend. I don't know. Write it down. But if you are mekabel and you do it, that's a key of aziva sachet. I'm starting to change. I'm starting. It's a change. It's a big change. And you should have more than that. I told to show off. I was mekabel myself. I've been pretty good so far. Because listen to this. I want to tell you something. Anything you're makabel, the best, in tefillah it's very hard. But the best thing is makabel something that if you mess up, you can still fix it afterwards. Like learning Lashon Hara once a day is pretty easy because if you didn't do it in the morning, you do it at night. Or if I didn't do it today, I'll learn two tomorrow. But when you don't have a way to make up, the kabbalah becomes extra hard. So if you find the kabbalah, let's say a person makes a kabbalah that he wants to treat people better. You have to mekabel something that you'll remember, and also something that's hard not to forget. Benching with a bench is hard not to forget. Like, pretty hard not to forget. As long as you start doing it, it's hard not to forget. Certain things are easy not to forget. Saying Ashayatu in the same place, saying brachas in the same place, it's hard to forget. Certain things, if you think about it, each person for himself, are easy to forget. You want to find something that's intelligent, that is meaningful. It's very meaningful, meaning it'll have an influence on the rest of your day. I was looking at myself a small kabbalah, interesting kabbalah. I don't know where it came into my mind. I was looking at myself to say thank you. To say thank you when any food I eat, try to say thank you to Hashem. Actually, it has a tremendous impact on me. And of course, my light wear up. Say thank you to Hashem. It's very easy because if I forget, I forgot this morning I ate breakfast. Thank you Hashem for the kicks I ate this morning. So I can be yaitzeh later. It's very good. Tashlumin has a tremendous influence on me because all of a sudden my eyes became open and mamish to different things that you don't appreciate. All of a sudden, in other words, your awareness of Akar Sato became greater through person decides to thank his friend, thank his wife, thank whatever it is. Sometimes you pick one idea, person becomes able to say good morning to people. That has a strength beyond just saying good morning. It's an awareness of other people. If a person's makabel something intelligent, he can try to think of something for him that will bring him an awareness. It's very special. It's not just, even in tefillah b'kavana, learning the tefillah probably is stronger. It has a strong impact. Or ben adam l'chaveiro, pick something that has a strong impact. that will improve my awareness. Now you have to, you know, I can sit down and think about it, because I'm not such a, that's my Gainish idea that works for me. I'm not saying you should do it, but you know, I don't have any other Gainish ideas in any other areas. But if you have a good idea, something that you think of, what could I improve in Amlo Chavero? What could I do? Person in the Kabbalah, anytime I buy something in the machine, to give a little piece to someone else. That's a brilliant Kabbalah. Tremendous effect on you. It's not easy to keep. It's easy to remember. Every time I buy something, it's a little tiny piece, the tiniest piece, just a little bit. It's a tremendous Kabbalah. It's not hard to keep. The Iker is to find something that really is good, and it's not hard to keep. That's the most important. Not hard, you will not mess up. Giving something off, your soda, you buy, you can do it too, off for a cent. Or the end of the soda. Save it for soda. If the guy doesn't take it, you're not mechuyev to find something. Don't make your cup crazy. I'm mechuyev to offer. The guy says, no, I want to drink it. Don't be such a machmer. But something that you remember to do, those things have a tremendous effect on the person you wouldn't even realize. Because all of a sudden, I should share with other people. Well, other people, I should, generosity, giving, caring, akar satayv, many other things. Parents, kiraveim, person makabal to stand up for parents. That's very hard. People are embarrassed to stand up for their parents. That's a very big kabbalah to the kabbalah. Stand up for your parents. Tell your parents, tell you not to stand up anymore. It might only last a day. Because once they see you doing it, they're probably telling you not to do it. And then you're popped. But, you know, so that won't last too long. It's a good kabbalah. Anyways, well, a person in the kabbalah too. I don't know what. Say, it's halacha. His parents give him halacha. By the way, all these kabbalahs, the kabbalah to keep halacha. It's very good kabbalah. Most of our kabbalahs are things that we should be doing. But we're not. We're doing everything we should be doing, you know. It'll be all right. You know. But, you know, I don't. Every person, this is something that a person could spend time thinking before him, thinking, you know, what is a good Kabbalah that he will remember to keep? And it's his. It's good if it's his own idea. I don't even like sharing ideas, because when it's not your idea, it's not as geschmack. Not someone else's idea. It's geschmack if it's your idea. Be easy to keep, easy to remember. That's an azivas achet. And it's, by the way, maybe we could even say it's an aziv sachet in all your chatam. Because I can't do all my chatam at once. So not only is it an aziv sachet of that chait, but also to a certain extent it's an aziv sachet of all my chatam. Hashem, I can't lose all my chatam at once. I'm working on a chelek of this chait. To a certain extent it's a chelek of tshuva and a whole tshuva. It's gevaldik. Don't minimize one small change. That's what people say, oh, what's the big deal? And he doesn't keep it. Very few people on them keeping their kabbalahs. That's why you got to be very smart. Pick something very easy. Also, I also say, in terms of davening, so this helps a little bit in terms of aziva zechay. But what about every when you're davening Yom Kippur? Achet shechatano, achet shechatano. But am I really going to change? I was only mekabel to work on lashon hara. I was only mekabel to work on kibbutz avim. I was only mekabel to work on this. I wasn't mekabel this piddle tire. A person finds a great idea. A person can think of very good ideas, not the Mavato. I don't know what it is. A person that's interested in sports, what about sports? Anything else he could talk about? I don't know. We're probably not to talk about something improper, Mace Magish, if that's a person's date, whatever it is. But you have to be smart. You can't say, Mavato, not the bottle. Not shy. Not good bottle. Right. Mavato, not the bottle, 15 minutes. A certain 15 minutes every day. That's something special. Something possible. Tell your Chavrusa, Mavato with your Chavrusa, so therefore you're locked in with your Chavrusa. That's a good Kabbalah. But what about all the achets? What about all the areas that I'm not fixing because I can't fix everything at once? You're an idiot if you make up 100 things, or you're a tzaddik. So the person should, I think, so speaking with Smachav and Tarabari, that we say achet. He asked me the kash, that's what I thought of it, but he said the same. He had the tarot for me. But what the person says achet, we say all the achets five times, five Shemon Esrei. Come on. Did I mean it the first time or not? Why am I so want to repeat? I only have to misvada once. So what's the? So he asked, what if I have to misvada 100 or so many times over and over again? She said, yeah, if I space out this one, I got that one. Well, it's not so mistavra. What about, you know, that's such a great tarot, so I space out one. Or for me, you know.
I think the Ram says, like, you want to misvada? Oh, no, wait, that's for mitzvah.
Right, that's right. So what's all the achet? You know, I don't know if this has to be the only teretz or the teretz, but my the son again with the point. But the one possible answer is, the Rav Ari wanted to tell you, was that it has an impact. Every time I say our faith, and I think about it, I should really treat my parents better. I should really treat my parents better. I should call them up more often. I really treat my parents better. I really should be more careful of Lashon Hara. You know, tomorrow you might say Lashon Hara. But we don't know. We're in the back of our minds. You know, you hear a good Musar Shmuz. I didn't change. You have no clue where that Musar Shmuz, where that thought hit home. Somewhere hit home. Someday, I'm about to...